Oh, you had trumpet in Zion.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house. Sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving into the house and to the place where you gathered us. We would worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. We would be hearers and doers of the word. We would hear what the Spirit say, O God. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith to minister grace to the hearers, to edify the body of Christ. That thou, Father in heaven, be glorified. We pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Glory, King Jesus.
Thank you.
All right. Got a little bit of something to work with. Praise the Lord. A little bit. Little as much.
Yes.
When God is in it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I heard a lot about how we deal with our brother and sister.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Always do. How about you?
Yes. All right now. Yes, love.
One thing is evident, and Brother Stair is preaching and teaching. He believed that he would not be with us at the end. You know that? Anybody believe that he believed that? That there would be a period of time that we would not have him in our midst?
Right.
Yes.
Well, here we are.
Right. Yes. That's it.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. But there is something that he did knowing that.
Right.
You know, it's something that parents do,
right,
knowing that one day their children will have to go out and fend for themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So it's something that he did,
yes,
knowing that he wouldn't be here.
Amen.
And all right.
Yes.
Are we going to receive it?
All right.
Are we going to learn anything from,
all right,
you know, what he taught us, knowing,
amen,
that we'd be in this place?
Right.
I see.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, then.
Glory.
All right, what I heard from Brother Joe was, thank you, saints, for keeping on.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, much of what Brother Stair did was to ensure that we would keep on.
Keep on.
All right?
Yes.
So we honor him when we keep on.
Yes.
We give honor to God when we keep on. For he that keep on until the end,
yes,
of the same shall be saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Keep on keeping on. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So yeah, we thank God for the saints that are keeping on.
Amen.
You know, in our patience, possessing our soul.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to Lord.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Yeah. Yes, the man of God had the foreknowledge to know that we would need to dwell together in unity, especially now, and to love one another with a pure heart fervently, and to serve one another by love, and to deal with each other as Christ is in us, and we're brothers. Is that all right? Well, now we see what we've learned, don't we? Amen. Praise God. We're being put to the test now. As always, God tries everything. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
Because you first love me.
Hallelujah.
I love you, saints. Hallelujah. I love you, Brother Paul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
I love you, Sister Linda.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory. I love you, Brother Don, Sister Eve.
Yes.
I love you, Sister Johnson. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love you, saints.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Keeping on, saints.
Yes.
Love you, Sister Cage.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Love you, Brother Timothy. Hallelujah. Sister Bush, I love you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Love you too, Brother Spencer. Sister Linda.
Hallelujah.
Love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Kevin.
Hallelujah.
Sister Rose.
Hallelujah.
Sister Charlene.
Hallelujah.
Sister Rosetta.
Hallelujah.
Brother Jess.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Kurt. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All the saints of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Love you, of Jesus.
Glory.
When he walked with his disciples.
Glory.
He knew that he would have to leave them.
Yes.
He told them.
Right.
He said, I go away.
Right.
Glory.
He told them what would happen to him down in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And he prepared them for his going away.
Glory.
What would happen to him on the cross.
Yes.
Yes, he did. Oh, yeah. Was not readily apparent, but it became apparent that the great teacher had taught them well. How about that? Not only did he teach them, after he ascended, he sent another teacher.
Right.
And another comforter.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
But during his teaching, of course, Many times they fought among themselves.
Yes.
And one of the things in question was, you know what it was, brother? Who is the greatest? Huh? Yes. Jesus said, what were y'all talking about? And they wouldn't answer him because they were discussing among themselves who is the greatest. We ever discussed that? That's a topic of discussion, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the greatest? Well, he is the greatest. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's the greatest. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of they strove among themselves about such carnal things. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus told them at the beginning that he would make them fishers of men.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Yes.
And he done
yes.
just what he said.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Made them
Glory.
Fishers of men.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They were eyewitnesses.
Yes.
Amen. And they gave their account. How about have you believed the account of the eyewitnesses?
Hallelujah.
And we too are become witnesses.
Amen.
Witnesses that he's God.
He is God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the greatest teacher.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have we been taught by the Master? All right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank
you, Father. Of course, the disciples, as we were carnal in many ways. And of course, that's why they strove among themselves about who is the greatest. That's a carnal manifestation.
Amen.
When men strive about who's the greatest.
Amen.
That's carnal.
Right.
And Paul said that's why there's fighting among us, because... we're yet carnal.
Yes.
Right.
And walk as men.
Right.
Hmm?
Amen.
The weapons of all warfare, Brother Kevin, are not carnal.
Not carnal. Hallelujah.
They're mighty through God.
Yes, yes.
To the pulling down of strongholds.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Glory. Thank you.
We should believe that.
Yes.
We should employ these
Hallelujah.
Mighty weapons of God.
Yes.
To pull down the strongholds, the things that come against us.
Yes, Lord.
You know there's much against us.
Yes.
But God is for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And as parents give their children and teachers give their students things, God has given us something.
Amen.
Yeah. He gives us instructions.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Gives us weapons.
All right.
Huh?
Yes.
Because he cares for us. He loves us.
Yes. Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
He wants to ensure our success.
Yes.
Is it all right?
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not because of us.
No.
In spite of us.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
You know the treasure he put in these earthen vessels.
Yes.
Yeah, he did do it.
Yes,
he put this treasure in earthen vessels. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes,
I'm crucified with Christ.
All right. Then.
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And Christ in you
Amen.
Is the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Can you discern Christ in your brother?
Yes.
All right.
I believe it's been given to you.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And as you've done it to the least of these, my little ones, then you've also done it unto me. Have we learned that? Oh, we're quiet now. Praise the Lord, saints. I love you, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we could say it another way. As we do it unto, we do it unto God. As we esteem God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love God. I love you, Lord. Well, we love the brethren also.
Amen.
We have this command.
Yes.
This is not maybe or if.
Right.
If we love God,
yes,
we love
Hallelujah.
The brethren also.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I love them when they do right, Pastor.
Oh, God.
I see. And they line up with what I think they ought to be.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Stair often called us with gal. But some maybe didn't realize they'd been called.
Hallelujah.
So they continued on.
Hallelujah.
From whence then come fighting and wars among you? Come they not hence from the lust and war in your members? You kill, desire to have, but you don't have.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. If we're going to trap something, we have to put something in the trap to attract them. So when we're caught, then we just admit that it was not because of the trap, but because of our lust for what was in it. Would we admit that and not blame anybody and everybody else? Huh? We could just say, well, I was drawn away of my own lust and enticement. Huh? Why don't we do it like that? Oh, so-and-so set a trap for me. Did he now? He knew what to put in it, didn't he? Hallelujah. Did you get caught? Huh? You know why? Well, you were drawn away of your own lust and enticement. Is that all right? Can we accept that? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
I was thinking about, standing before you saints. It is a very serious thing.
It is.
Of course, it's serious for all of us when we present ourselves and deal with one another.
Amen.
We may not think it to be, but
Amen.
It is.
It is.
You know, when I deal with my brother or with my sister, it's a serious thing.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, it is, Pastor.
Yeah. Of course, standing up to speak on behalf of the Lord is serious.
Yes.
Because we all speak on his behalf.
Right.
You know, we are all his witnesses.
Amen.
We're ambassadors, and we are his representatives here on earth. That's all of us.
Yes.
Well, it should be fearful for you too.
Amen.
It should be.
So sure.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wouldn't be right for it to be any other way.
Amen. So true.
Amen.
Good Lord.
But I'm here not because I think that I have something to give you. I'm here as a servant of God.
All right.
You know, going through the same exercise you are.
That's right.
You know, believing in God.
Amen.
Trusting in God.
Amen.
Hoping in God.
Amen.
Being a vessel for God.
Yes, Lord.
Or yielded.
Yes.
Willing.
Amen.
Obedient.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was relating that to Brother Benjamin this morning. And I really haven't been able to give it adequate representation. And that's what God has brought me through personally.
Hallelujah.
In the last few months.
All right.
Amen.
But I was saying to him that, you know, as I have a story, we all have a story of how the Lord has dealt with us and brought us to this point.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, when I first heard of Brother Stair's passing, I got a call, but I didn't answer it. But the next thing I knew, Brother Kirk was beside my bed in his pajamas. And he was telling me, in distress, Brother Stair passed away. So, you know, that began the period that I'm referring to.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You know, from that time until now.
Yes, Lord.
I was questioning about what I was going to do, if I was coming to the burial. And, of course, my answer was, I don't know. I don't even know when the burial is.
Right.
But I found out.
Hallelujah.
And I did come.
Hallelujah.
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 It was a marvelous experience. Some expected maybe trouble at the burial. But by the grace of God, we had none.
Amen.
And that was because God subdued us all.
Amen.
He subdued everybody there.
Amen.
I was there, I ought to know.
Hallelujah.
Didn't he subdue you?
Yes.
Yeah, there was no trouble at the man of God's burial.
Thank God.
It was peaceful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory. Yes, Lord.
And then, of course, came into question, well, what are we going to do now? Well, you know, we don't want to let all of his teaching and preaching be in vain.
No.
You know. I mean, if he told us what we should do.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Told us to continue in the faith.
In the faith, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
To stand fast in one mind. We must endure to the end. That we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He talked about a time, he called it the last temptation. He spoke of the temptations of Job.
Amen.
That the church would go through universally and each member in the body would go through individually.
Yes.
The last one he said was seemingly forsaken by God.
Amen.
All right. He didn't teach us that?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah. Seemingly, though.
Seemingly. Amen.
Job knew that God hadn't forsaken him.
Right, right.
Do we not know?
Amen.
That the Lord hath not forsaken us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not only have not, will not.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
You'll never leave us nor forsake us. But he's with us always. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our tribulation, our temptations, our surroundings may dictate otherwise. But the word of God and the faith of God said, I'm with you. Lo, I am with you. Always. Even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. Glory. I believe it like that. Hallelujah. I believe he's with me right now. I believe he's with us right now. I believe we have some that are gathered in the name of the Lord. And I believe he's right here in the midst. Touch it. Hallelujah. Glory. I believe we'll get some virtue when we do that. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
So it's paramount that we, it is very paramount, important, essential that we dwell together in
unity. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Is what God would have us to do.
Amen.
Endeavoring.
Hallelujah.
To keep the unity.
Yes.
Of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes. Forbearing one another.
Yes.
Yes.
Loving one another.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Are we going to confess that love is long suffering? Hmm?
Yeah.
And we get to complain every time that it's required of us.
Mm.
You know, when we're required to suffer along with our brother, we complain.
Mm.
That's our portion.
That's
Christ working in you.
Right.
Huh? Yeah, that's what Christ is doing in your body.
Yeah.
He's long-suffering and kind.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's not right to complain because, you know, God loves us and Christ is in us and he works through us. He longs suffering. Huh? He's not a complainer and a murmurer. He suffers long. Are we not sure of that? Huh? Experience of God's long suffering. Not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I've got some communication about some coming here for the feast. One said, well, there probably won't be many that come. I believe that. That's all right.
That's all right.
We're not looking for many.
No.
We're looking for those that are ordained to come. We do understand that few there be that find it.
Hmm?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But we aren't looking for any to come heady and high-minded and haughty.
No.
We probably have enough already, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
And if you didn't receive the prophet, then you don't receive me and you don't receive the saint. So
amen.
There's really no need for you to come.
Amen.
Isn't that so?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Amen. Glory. Glory.
That's true. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And if you call me and contact me like, well, nothing's going on, I don't need to repent, then no, you don't need to come.
Amen. So true.
Is that all right?
Amen.
No need to come?
No.
Amen.
Well, I don't think that I need to repent. Then the Holy Ghost is just not dealing with you then.
That's right.
No need to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 So I'm giving my answer to some inquiries that I've had.
All right.
But like Brother Sarah used to say, you know, probably not listening now. You understand? That's how they do. But I'm saying it now.
That's right.
We're not trying to get a bunch of people to come here.
No.
We're sending out an invitation to the elect of God.
Amen.
Those that love God and love His appearing.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to come and learn with you all and worship God. No, thank you. We have to learn our first lesson.
Amen.
Before we can go into the next.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
We're certainly not looking for anyone to come here and tell us what we need to do.
No.
All right?
So
praise
good.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Sarah's work was to have a people ready to meet Jesus.
Ready, yes, Lord.
All right?
Amen.
Now, in some ways we say, well, I believe the Lord is coming, and but when we bite and devour one another, we're saying that, well, He delays His coming. That's what we're saying.
Amen.
When we have so much trouble getting along with one another, we're saying in our hearts, my Lord delayeth His coming.
Yes.
And He's not coming for anyone like that.
No. Bless you, Lord.
The crown of righteousness is for those that love His appearing.
Amen.
He's coming for them that are looking for Him. Hallelujah. Glory. Who have no other hope, no other aspiration. Who have a longing for the coming of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All right. So the man of God's work was to prepare people like that.
Amen.
Why are we that people? And let's acknowledge it. Let's keep on keeping on. Let's go on to the end. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Well, that's what I heard Him saying. That's why I'm still looking for the coming of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Father.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust
the sweetest friend,
but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is
sinking sand.
Hallelujah. And God did subdue us all. I know I was here.
Hallelujah.
And then after the burial, the question was, what was I going to do? Was I going back? Was I going to stay? And one of the answers I gave was pray.
All right.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
And I really don't know what I'm going to do. I have to seek the Lord.
Amen.
And of course, my seeking the Lord was never that intense and fervent. That was the most intense and fervent seeking of God that I've done.
All right.
All right. This is my testimony.
Amen. All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, I got my answer, I got my direction.
Thank you, God.
So I was obedient to the faith, and I'm still being obedient to the faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, I met with unbelief and opposition when I got here.
Yes. All right.
Praise God. Yeah, that is all right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God, you know, he confirmed his word. He upheld his promise. I'm still here. You're still here. We're still looking for Jesus. Is it all right?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I am amazed, you know, at how the Lord did it.
Thank you,
Lord. Of course, we've been talking about coming here to stay for a long time.
Hallelujah.
Brother Stair called the group out at Grace Community Outpost. That means we've always been overcomers. You all may have looked at it as the other folk, but we've always been overcome. We're just outposts. Huh? That's where we got been, at the outpost. Y'all don't know that? That's where you came, at the outpost. That's where you came. Huh? All you all came to the outpost. Because when I got there, there was just Brother Kurt and I. Huh? And a whole lot of stuff that needed to be cleaned up. That was just the main house there.
Hallelujah.
The other places weren't there.
That's right.
When Grace Community was established, there was one house there. Everybody understand that?
Right.
One three-room house.
Yep. Right.
That's what was there.
Amen.
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 Glory.
We didn't even have a tabernacle. Huh? But it was there all the time. All that we needed, God had provided.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was a little house right down from the tabernacle.
Yes.
We were in negotiation for the house. Brother Stair was there at the time.
Yeah.
And the guy called me, and Brother Stair happened to answer the phone. Huh? So he set the price for the house, and the guy took it. Huh? I think $3,500. That's what we paid for the tote house. So now we got Grace Community and two houses. Is that all right?
Yes.
Amazingly now, y'all listen to what I'm saying. Brother Spencer was there with his family. Wife Cindy, Isaac, and Rachel. And I said to Brother Stair, he's got a mobile home over in Grayson, a little community about 3-4 miles away. I say, we could have that mobile home moved over to Grace Community. Brother Stair said no. He did say no. I'm telling you, there's only two houses there.
Right.
Man of God said, no, we ain't going to do that.
Right.
And we didn't do it.
Right.
But you know, I did it because I believed he to be the man of God. I didn't think it was the best way to do it.
Right.
Here's a man here with his family. There's a house over there paid for. Why don't we just move it over?
Right.
Brother Sarah said, no, we aren't going to do that.
Amen.
And we did.
Hallelujah.
It turned out that God took his wife. She's resting.
Yes.
And his children departed. But had they stayed, we would have had a place for them. But you know that God's got a place for you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Of course, when we first started, we had a few adults and the rest were little ones. But we could all fit in a tight place. You know, we all fit in that dining hall there, Brother Phil, before it was enlarged. It's twice the size as it was when we first got there. And that's where we used to have the services. But everybody fit in there because most of the young ones were little ones. When Seth got, stand up, Seth.
Right.
When Seth came, he was about this tall.
Right.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. There was a radio station we used to listen to And they would, I can't remember, it was like, I've got this, do you want it, or Tradio, Tradio. So we were listening to Tradio one day. They said, we got a mobile home, you can just have it, just come and get it. So we picked up on it because we needed some spaces. We went out to Beggs, Oklahoma, and looked at this mobile home. Well, I was excited. Yeah, I think a 72-foot trailer, three-bedroom. I said, my Lord, my God. Kirk was with me, and he wasn't excited. One thing, it was all broken down. It was in the mud. But somehow God had put a spark in me, and I said, what a blessing. So we all would go out there and work on it, and we had to get it up out of the mud, yeah, right. Get some wheels on it. Right. Praise the Lord, and we worked hard at it. Yeah. We finally got it so that, you know, you could move it. But it was in the mud, right. And it didn't want to move. Once we got it where it could move, we talked to a fellow with a Big M International tractor. He came over and hooked onto it. The wheel just spun. Yep. We had a little bit more to do. And once we got it all done, lo and behold, we looked up and there was a dozer rolling down the road. I said, hey, come over here. When that dozer hooked onto that trailer, it walked right on out of there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the appointed time. Praise the Lord. Walking right out of that mud. And we got it moved out to the community. Got it set up, and it's a fine place. But while we were there, we saw another little trailer. It was a 65-footer. They use it for a dog kennel. The guy said, well, you can just have that one too. So we moved it out. That's where the Walkers lived. That's where Brother Stair stayed when he came. Hallelujah. In the dog kennel. It was a very sound mobile home, though. And the brothers did good work on it and fixed it up in a good fashion. Amen. But that was all given to us. Everything that we needed, God provided. Hallelujah. And that was another property right there that we acquired. And at that time, Brother Sarah said, no more. He said, no, we don't need any more property. So we didn't get any more. And of course, he told us to sell it. Sell the property and you all come on down with the rest of us. So the property has been for sale for years. And many have come by with great interest in it, but not with money. Many people, yeah, I long to have. Like Emma was one of them. So that was a sort of contingency upon our coming here, the property selling. It was. And you may say, well, no, Pastor Rice, he had the brakes on. I didn't have the brakes on.
Amen.
That was a contingency that Brother Stair had said. Amen. One of those things that he used to prove God.
All right. Amen.
So it didn't sell and we didn't come until the appointed time.
Amen.
The property still hadn't sold.
Right.
But the Lord made a way for us to come anyway.
Amen.
How about it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yeah.
Amen.
We got an advocate, an agent.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He's a worthy one.
Amen.
Conscientious.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
He was there all the time.
Amen.
His name is Ted.
Amen.
Not only is Ted doing that for us, he said, thank you, Pastor Rice. I sure thank you, Pastor Rice. Ted used to make hay, and I said, Ted, how much do you want us to pay you for this hay? He said, as good as you've been to me, you don't have to pay me for the hay.
Wow.
But it wasn't me, but God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. But Ted is there, and, well, he's our agent for selling the property.
All right. Praise
God. And I believe it will sell at the appointed time.
At the appointed time, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe the Lord will come at the appointed time.
At the appointed time, yes.
Hmm? Glory, glory.
Glory.
I believe that we'll be the people that he's called us to be at the appointed time. Though it does not appear. Now we the sons of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, God.
Thank you, Father.
But when Brother Sarah said, just give the property away, well, I already had a list of folk that I would give it to. Sure I did. I had a contingency list. Ted was one of them. That's how his name came up. Ted said, yeah, I'll be the agent. Praise the Lord. And so he is. Lord bless you, Ted.
Yes,
amen.
Well, he's got Birch out there to help him.
Bless you, Lord.
He's staying in the dog kennel, being sort of a watchman and helping to perform maintenance on the ground.
Amen.
All right.
Praise God.
How about that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord bless you, Birch.
Amen.
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 God works all things out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. But I earnestly sought the Lord about what to do. And I believe he brought me here.
Praise God, yes.
And after doing that, you know, I said, well, you know, here I am, Lord. I'm inadequate and insufficient. That turned out to work for my good, though.
That's right.
I still believe it like that.
Amen.
It's still working out for my good.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not here with the, well, you know why? I got to be here to make you saints. That's, I'm not here on that premises.
All right. Beautiful.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
I've got the revelation you need. I'm not here on that premises.
All right.
Amen. I'm here to suffer affliction with you.
All right.
Do a hardness as a good soldier.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? You have to wait till Jesus comes.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody ought to praise God up in here.
Hallelujah.
Even with the assurance that God had brought me here, I tried to run off, though. You know that, don't you? Yes, I did. Hello. I'm being honest. I tried to run off, but God wouldn't let me. Hallelujah. So right now, I'm just being still. All right. Since I tried to run and couldn't,
that's
another indication that I'm where I ought to be. But I did try to run, Brother Kevin.
Yes, Lord.
So I would. In spite of all that God was doing to show me that
Amen.
I was going in the right way.
All right, thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Mercy, God. Thank
and I don't know specifically the end of the matter, but I'm purposed to stay to the end.
All right.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord Jesus. So, yeah, we thank God for the saints that are keeping on.
Amen.
Those who with us that have obtained
Amen.
Like precious faith.
Yes.
And that's through the righteousness of God. The faith that he has authored, the faith that he will finish.
Right.
It is the faith
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. So I go through that continuously. You know, what do you have me here for, God? Little nobody. what would you have me to do? And of course, the answer is always present your body.
All right, now.
Living sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
You know, there's no need for me to have any ability. That's what he tells me.
Right.
That's what he showed me.
Yeah.
There's just a requirement for me to have faith and be willing.
Amen.
So here I am. So that's what I do when I stand up.
Hallelujah.
Not that I have some profound thing to do.
Hallelujah.
Or to say.
Glory.
But just to say, well, I'm willing.
Hallelujah.
Hear my Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 And here you are.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
All right. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. So we do give glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We honor the prophet.
Amen.
When we keep on.
Thank you.
Yes. Is it all right?
Amen.
And we save our souls.
That's right.
How about it?
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
We put our hand to the plow.
Hallelujah.
We will not fit if we look back.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We fit in the kingdom. We'll be going forward.
Huh?
We'll be looking unto Jesus. We won't be looking back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So I have the confidence, you know, that God's going to save us.
Yes.
We'll be what he wants us to be. I'm not discouraged.
No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
I'm encouraged in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Glory. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Yeah, I believe that God is an on-time God.
Yes.
His timing is impeccable.
Yes.
Surely, surely.
Amen.
He's perfect in all of his doings. All of his works are done
yes,
in
yes.
truth and righteousness.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
No need for us to doubt him, Brother Larry.
No, no, no.
No, we've come this far by faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 We're going to honor God by continuing in the faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen.
Hallelujah.
By it, faith, the elders obtain a good report.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Well, Sister Rice, are you listening? I know the answer to that, too. No, praise God. No, no. She has other things to do. I said to her once, do you want to pray with us at prayer time? Or did you or will you? She said, no, but I pray. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Did you come and wait on Jesus with me? Encourage me in the Lord? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm still waiting and I'm still encouraged.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God. Won't hold you any longer. Let us stand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Spencer, would you pray for us?
Bless you, Lord. Dear me, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the prophet. We thank you for the pastor. We thank you for those of like precious faith, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that we've heard today, Lord God. And it's a good word.
Amen.
It's a good lesson.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now we're in the midst of this test, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that you'll keep us there too. The word is continue on. Yes, Lord God. We know the end will be better than the beginning, Lord God. So we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord God, this day, Lord God. Truly, it's a marvelous work being done in this last hour, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you will finish it, Lord God, that you will complete that you have started in the midst of your people, Lord God. Oh, yes, we know that you'll get glory and honor, Lord God, in this church, Lord Hallelujah. God. Oh, yes, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Hallelujah. Well, here we are, Lord. Here we are, Lord God, and I believe that question has been answered too, Lord. Here we are, Lord God, that you will, the faith that you authored, Lord God, you will bring it to maturity. I hope today is in you, Lord God. And we do thank you for the word that we've heard, Lord God. I heard one say, Lord God, to another as they were leaving, and they said, keep marching.
Hallelujah.
Keep marching.
Hallelujah.
Keep marching.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we do today. In the name of Jesus, we'll keep marching.
Hallelujah.
We'll keep marching.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Spencer. Again, I love you, saints.
Love you.
And I thank you for keeping on.
Amen.
God bless all the saints that are keeping on.
Amen.
Maranatha,
Maranatha,
the Lord is coming.
Hallelujah. Oh, you had trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. Imolo Kosaya. Lambo Korea Shea Himashekia Lopo Lambo Kesia Lato Koba Lavasea. Yea, the word of the Lord would say unto this world, and yea, even to my people, you have mocked my servant. You have just treated him spitefully. You have rejected the words that I have spoken through his mouth. And you have challenged the integrity of his heart. This is my servant. He's not his own. You have touched an apple of my eye because you will not hear. Therefore, because you have not heard, calamity upon calamity and tragedy upon tragedy, and evil upon evil, and destruction upon destruction shall be upon this place, saith the Lord. Hear me, world. I sent unto you prophets, and I have sent you this prophet, saith God. Now you mark that again. What a foolish thing to do, to send an old man so uncouth, huh? So unlearned and so unpersonable, you know, clothed in camel's hair and honey dripping as he eats the honey and the grasshoppers. What an unholy way to present a prophet of God, huh?
When with the Savior we enter the glory land, Lord, it be wonderful there.